Thank you.
Hey, Garvin, make sure you get the troop.
Hey, ow. Fuck. The barricade is being moved, and the cops... Cut it out, guys. Cut it out. Cut it out. Come on, guys.
In this case, the word nonviolent, how about you, is not directed towards the police, but ourselves.
Actually, it is, like, because moving the fence is a nonviolent act.
Well, I know, but throwing the stick at the police officer's face is not exactly a nonviolent act.
Exactly. So there was a flag that was thrown at Officer McCarthy. Is it Sergeant? Sergeant?
Hi.
Is it Sergeant McCarthy?
Yes.
Okay, so there was a flag that was just thrown at him when the fence was being moved back, and not exactly the most peaceful of acts, but he maintained his cool. Have you done this before? Maintained a crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about this kind of crowd, though, outside of a debate or a political protest?
This type of crowd outside of political protest? Yeah. We deal with crowds fairly often at sporting events.
Yeah. At sporting events?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? And those people are often intoxicated, and these aren't. Is that easier? Dealing with these folks?
It's about the same. It's about the same. I guess the passion level's still accelerated.
Passion level, yeah. Adrenaline.
Exactly.
Endorphins.
Exactly. Testosterone.
Testosterone. Estrogen. It's all very exciting.
Am I being recorded now?
Yeah. I can turn it off.
No, I don't care.
Oh, you don't care? You sound like you're from Boston.
Oh, yeah. You're from where?
I'm actually from Syracuse. I'm living there now, but I'm working with the Boston Independent Media Center. I've heard that they've had, like, the president and stuff here on Boston UMass campus before, and they never shut it down like this. Is it surprising to you that they shut it down?
I'm actually quite apolitical.
Are you?
Yeah.
So why are you here today?
I'm a social studies teacher, and, you know, I want to have something to talk to my kids about.
So you came out here to experience?
Walpole?
Yeah.
Walpole?
Oh, okay.
Where is Walpole?
It's, right outside the city.
Mm-hmm. So wait.
What grade do you teach?
High school.
Like 9th, 10th grade?
9 and 11 right now.
Oh, great. Yeah. Great age, huh?
Yeah, it's an exciting time.
That's good.
So what are you going to tell your kids when you go back to class?
Tell it like it is. Give an accurate description of what happened.
And what's that?
Just the different groups that were here. Some Native people seem to be getting worked up. A lot of direct action anarchist people here are getting really worked up. And quite surprisingly, some of the Gore people were non-compliant. And also that I didn't see many Bush people out on the street.
Yeah. So maybe Bush doesn't believe in direct democracy.
I wouldn't go so far to say that. I would probably be more apt to say that Bush's supporters aren't really... the type of people who would come out to a debate like this on the street. They'd be more apt to write checks or support them behind the scenes as opposed to, you know, showing their faces.
And so you're right here up against the police barricade, and there's a lot of riot cops there, and is this your first protest?
Yes.
And how do you feel about, you know, guys armed with batons and pepper spray?
What are they going to do to me? Beat me?
You can deal with it?
There's never been an experience that I've had before, and I don't really anticipate it tonight. So I'm confident that we can keep it under control. But if worse comes to worse, you know, I'm not rushing in anytime soon. So hopefully the officer standing in front of me will notice that if it goes down.
He laughed when you said that. But I think it was a solidarity laugh. Absolutely.
I think I'd be more apt to get trampled by the crowd than to get beat by the officers.
Yeah. Well, Boston PD is like one of the smallest forces in the nation, I hear. It's like only 1,900. Is that true? Is Boston PD one of the smallest forces in the nation, only 1,900 cops?
They're about 2,500.
Oh, 2,500.
Well, it's all state police here tonight also.
No, that line right there is Boston police.
That is?
Yeah.
Were you guys preparing for the debates? Were you preparing for the debates in any kind of special way?
You know, we had prepared for a variety of events before that. So we were already up to speed when it came to equipment, like formations and mentality of dealing with crowds. So every once in a while, this all started around World Cup soccer when they came here, and we just kind of kept the whole machine in place.
So. Yeah. And so for the debates, was there any kind of special training or anything?
Say again?
Was there any kind of special training for the debates?
it was just probably a little bit more formation training, nothing too heavy.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks.
Like a regular wind service. We have, like, police have regular wind service. It's about the same.
I see you guys. He's getting a call in on his communications. I think he's got to go.
There's a lot of them.
I was wondering what you guys are carrying tonight. I've seen the batons out, but are you guys prepared to use chemical weapons at all?
Yeah, it's pepper spray.
So like mace?
Pretty standard equipment most often.
But you don't have like CS canisters?
Oh, no.
What's CS?
CS is tear gas.
I heard that's illegal. Isn't that illegal in the state?
CS? In certain deployment conditions, I guess it would be. But okay. Like I was just telling her, all the stuff we have in place. Remember the River Rave Rock concert at the stadium?
Yep.
Same format in place. Patriots playoffs when we played the AFC championship with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Same formations in place. So whether it's a rock venue, sports venue, or passionate political venue, certain things stay the same. And that's forming groups of people in a certain manner.
So this line of cops here, they're not necessarily formation to do an attack. They're formation prepared to maintain security.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Okay. Well, why would they attack?
They want to clear us out. I mean, how long are they going to let us stay here?
This is it. This is your place. You can stay here
all night. We can stay here all night.
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. It's good to know.
What time's the T stop running?
12:30. We pull the sidewalks up early.
Yeah, exactly.
Clubs close at 2.
Clubs close at 2. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
I just know there's a lot of people. I can't see all of them.
I know, right? Well, we walked down there. I spent most of the night down there. And I know they're mostly up here now, but still, you know.
Yeah,
so 5,000 or 6,000 people are here now?
Yeah.
That's incredible, Mass.
That's just me, though. I mean, yeah. People get mad at you for estimating their crowd.
Yeah, exactly. But we're like stuck in the crowd,
yeah.
And you were walking along.
Yeah.
So that's a better perspective.
Stand for it. No more. All right. Nobody's listening.
My voice is going right now, people. I don't know what I'm doing here. Any one of us could be up here right now. I think what we want is democracy. I think what we want is democracy. What we're not getting is democracy. What we want is democracy. We can do this many different ways. Myself and some people up here, my friends and your friends, we're going to walk over quietly. Walk towards the front door. We will not go into the front doors until we all meet at the front door. We will go over quietly.
You're going to get smashed.
Pick up the slogan.
Jail.
And walk in.
Remember, this is a non-violent protest. Violence breeds violence. They will respond with violence if we're violent. If you're not violent, there's no reason for anyone to react to that. Just step over and walk towards the building.
You motherfuckers get whacked in the head.
The entire time.
Black
Bloc, the entire time, keep your hands in the air. Peace, my friends. Peace. We're walking over to the front door and wait there.
Black Bloc!
Peace. Support our brothers. Peace. Support our brothers and sisters. Peaceful.
I can go to jail.
Peace.
The world is watching! The world is watching! The world is watching! The world is watching!
No!
Are you gonna go across?
Misha!
Move!
Good luck.
Let's go!
We're gonna be totally isolated.
Go over!
These guys wanna get through. You guys wanna get through.
Cover your face!
Good job! Lay down the horse!
Fucking job! Fuck you!
horses will not walk on you! The horses won't walk on you! Lay down! The horses won't walk on you!
We are fucking shy! Not panic! Time, slowly, it doesn't matter. If you're going to break, you're going to get reaction.
I'm not here to get my ass kicked. I'm not.
Easy guys, easy guys. Hey. Slowly.
Fucking bring.
Bandana off my face.
Did you get that? This is Gretchen from the radio team.
My mouth too.
Yeah.
I dragged the girl Sarah and Adrian out of there. They were starting to panic.
All right.
They're waiting by the water. So we're
all right.
We'll meet up with them there.
Let's make defense.
Put it right back. Put it right back. Put it right back.
Walk back.
There are guys flirting with the cops right now, pushing the fence up, and the cops look like they want to push it back, but they got it. They pushed it up probably about 2 or 3 feet, and they have it there.
We need your help!
Ripped off my mask. Somebody hit, sprayed pepper spray in my mouth, and so like my lips are burning now.
Who lost the show?
Who cares?
Yeah.
I need some of the top.
Democracy.
Democracy!
What do we want?
Now!
Doing it, you know.